Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The catcher, Larry Howard. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Fenwick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cleon Jones. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger strikes out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Koosman covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Howard and he is out, Metzger applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Milner moves to second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Dyer reaches second base with a double. Milner scores. Garrett moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 0. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Fenwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fenwick strikes out. One out. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson bunts towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Boswell covering, for the out. Howard moves to second. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 0. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 0. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards first. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros 0. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. Milner moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dyer takes first base on ball 4. Milner moves to third. Garrett moves to second. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0 for 1 in the game. Koosman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milner scores. Garrett moves to third. Dyer moves to second. It's 3-0, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garrett tags and scores. Dyer tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Mets. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wilson. Dyer scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Mets. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Koosman moves to second. Tom Griffin now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Mets. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Fenwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fenwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Fenwick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Griffin covering, for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fenwick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-2 in the game. Cedeno hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Mets. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garrett strikes out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dyer strikes out. Two outs. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Jerry Kuzman. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Buzz Capra now pitching. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards pinch hits for Larry Howard. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Bobby Fenwick. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Edwards now catching. Jimmy Stewart now playing second base. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson who is chasing the ball. Harrelson reaches third base with a triple. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boswell strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Miller pinch hits for Tom Griffin. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cittino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cittino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cittino strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-3 in the game. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Miller scores. Wynn moves to third. May moves to second. It's 5-3, Mets. Danny Frisella now pitching. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a line drive into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Gibbon now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards strikes out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frisella fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson pinch hits for Joe Gibbon. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.